Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Good morning. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and Father Pete Elizardo, I'd like to welcome you to Corpus Christi Cathedral. Also, in a special way, I welcome all who are joining us by internet, television, and radio. Please know that you are always part of our parish community. So now let us join with our celebrant, Bishop Edmund Carmody, as we begin our Eucharistic celebration.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
Amen.
And good morning. And I hope you have had a very blessed week. I hope the Lord showered you and your family with his choicest blessings. And we pray for all those who have joined us this morning, all over this world. There are people in many other countries who have tuned in to this Mass this morning to join with us in thanking the Lord for all he has given us. Now we pause in the presence of that Lord, and we ask him to guide us, to strengthen us, and to enable us to be the best version of ourselves we can be. Whatever we're called to be, let we do it with the help of the Lord and do great things. Lord, for the times we failed, we now pause and ask your forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned, in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, grant that we may always conform our will to yours and serve your majesty in sincerity of heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord was pleased to crush him in infirmity. If he gives his life as an offering for sin, he shall see his descendants in a long life. And the will of the Lord shall be accomplished through him. Because of his affliction, he shall see the light in fullness of days. Through his suffering, my servant shall justify many, and their guilt he shall bear. The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has similarly been tested in every way, yet without sin. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and to find grace for timely help. The word of the Lord.
Be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." He replied, "What do you wish me to do for you?" They answered him, "Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" They said to him, "We can." Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord.
Brothers and sisters in the Lord, we have in our gospel today another great example of how teaching was very important to the Lord Jesus. He took every opportunity to teach his apostles and to teach future followers. And we have James and John, the sons of Zebedee, coming to the Lord. Now, they did not come with great humility. They came to the Lord and says, "We want you to do what we ask you." It was kind of a command. And Jesus, being a gentle teacher, turned it around and, being a good counselor, says, "Really, what do you want?" And they wanted some glory, one at his right, one at his left. And they were accustomed, of course, the sons of Zebedee, he was a fairly rich man, they were accustomed to promotions. And Jesus changed it altogether and told them what his mission was about. And the teaching of Jesus is so important that a few years ago, one of the documents produced by the Conference of Bishops in this country was to teach as Jesus taught. Very important, to teach as Jesus taught. Now, Jesus is considered a great teacher by all denominations and by people of no religion. Leaders, leaders of countries, kings, queens, prime ministers, and all kinds of leaders look upon Jesus as one of the great philosophical leaders of all times. They admire him as a leader, a teacher, a counselor, an encourager, a promoter. Jesus is admired by all kinds of leaders. In fact, one of the great presidents of our country, the third president, Thomas Jefferson, was so impressed with the teaching of Jesus that he took four Bibles, the Latin, Greek, English, and French Bibles, and he cut out with a scissors and a razor blade, he cut out all the teachings of Jesus with regard to how he was encouraging people to live according to what was good for society. Now, Thomas Jefferson was not a man of religion, he was a man of deep faith. So we have here then today what we call the Jefferson Bible. Some of you may have heard of the Jefferson Bible, but it is a Bible. It was in two volumes. One was the philosophy of Jesus, his whole philosophy, what he said, what he promoted, what he did, what he encouraged, and how he led people. And the other was the leadership of Jesus, how he was a great leader. And he cut all these cuttings and he pasted them into the book known as the Jefferson Bible. It was in two volumes, 84 pages. And the first volume is lost, can't be found. The second one is the Smithsonian Institute. But it goes to show that the teaching of Jesus was so important to the president of our country. Now, he did not include any of the miracles of Jesus. Now, we know that Jesus is much more than a human leader, that Jesus is the Son of God, the great Redeemer, great Sanctifier. Our salvation depends on him. So we have then that great leader admired by many people. In fact, the great religious leader in India, Mahatma Gandhi, he admired Jesus. He admired all the teaching of Jesus, the leadership of Jesus, the philosophy of Jesus. And he says, "I would become a Christian if I could find a community living according to the teaching of Jesus." But he never did. He was assassinated in 1947. But Jesus is admired for all his work. For us, he is much more than a teacher or a leader or a counselor. He is our Savior. He is God becoming man so we could touch God and be saved by God. And that great leader, admired by all those people, more admired by us because of who he is, he's the one that loves us. It's amazing. Everybody needs love. Children will die if they're not loved. human beings will go do very strange things if they're not loved, but we have the great consolation that Jesus loves us. And we have to help people to realize that Jesus loves us. Some people feel so depressed because they're not loved that they commit suicide. But we know that no matter about human beings, Jesus loves us. And Jesus says then to James and John, you're looking in the wrong place. You're looking for a crown of glory which will fade. But what you need to do is to realize it is through the cross that you want salvation. So it's not the crown, the crown of the world that will bring you happiness. It's the cross that you will follow. And the cross is serving others, taking care of one another. Last Sunday's gospel, again, Jefferson took that particular gospel, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, shelter the homeless, take care of one another. That was very important in his Bible because he would see people in our country taking care of one another, being there for one another, being generous with one another, building up their families, building up their communities. So we have to continue the mission of the Lord Jesus. As he said to his apostles, sitting on my right and my left is not mine to give you. That is prepared for those who follow my way of life. So it is not the crown that's going to bring you sitting at my right or left. It is following my teaching and carrying your cross. And the cross that we have is take care of one another. Starting at our own families, watching out for one another, listening to each other, helping one another, forgiving one another, affirming one another, encouraging one another. Then it stretches out to our community, our parish, and then the larger community, and then everybody is touched. And they realize everything we do affects the family and affects the community. And to realize that the rising tide raises all boats. Everybody benefits from the good things we do. So let's be focused then on the teaching of Jesus, doing good for others, carrying the cross, giving our time to others, and with that, the world will be changed, and we will have his kingdom, a kingdom of justice, a kingdom of peace, and a kingdom of joy. May we be blessed as we do the Lord's will. Amen. I believe in one God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, all that is visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, one of the Father before all ages. Life from life, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one of the things of the Father, to him alone thanks be made. He came down to heaven. For our sake, he was crucified at the butcher's body. He suffered death and was buried on the third day and on the third day of the crucifixion. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will not be ruined. Proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Spoken to the Father. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Assured that we can approach the throne of grace for timely help, we call upon the Lord to hear our prayers and respond with grace and mercy.
That the church throughout the world may find comfort in knowing that Jesus has been tested in every way and now accompanies us throughout our trials and hardships, Let us pray to the Lord. For leaders around the world, that they may embrace their mission to serve others, especially those who have been neglected by society, giving them respect, dignity, and hope, let us pray to the Lord. For those for whom every day is a burden due to illness, abuse, poverty, or other trauma, that they may be served by those who can make a difference in their lives, showing them a way through their pain and suffering, we pray to the Lord. For all of us, that we may heed the call to serve others in whatever capacity we are able to, we pray to the Lord. That God may extend his healing hand upon those who suffer from illnesses throughout our community, especially those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus, and bless those who minister to them. Let us pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Antonio Perez, Chris Garcia, Rebecca Gutierrez, Kathy Piconi, and for the special birthday intentions of Father Jose Gutierrez and Deacon Charles Silvas. Let us pray to the Lord. And now, my dear friends, for all of those prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Gracious and merciful God, you sent your Son not to be served, but to serve. Inspire in us that spirit of service so that we can be Christ for our neighbor and see your will accomplished through the work of our hands. We ask this and all our prayers in his name, who is Lord forever and ever.
Thank you.
my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Father Almighty.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hand.
Grant us, Lord, we pray, a sincere respect for your gifts, that through the purifying action of your grace, we may be cleansed by the very mysteries we serve. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And with
you. Lift up your hearts.
Amen.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for in you we live and move and have our being. While in this body, we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of life eternal. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in the Paschal mystery. And so with all the angels will praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving you thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory of
yours. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace be with you. God bless you. Peace of Christ be with you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, we pray, that benefiting from participation in heavenly things, we may be helped by what you give in this present age and prepared for the gifts that are eternal. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Be seated for just an announcement.
Just a couple of announcements today. Please turn in your envelopes for the All Souls Day Novena by October 31st. The ushers are passing out the envelopes for that. The Cathedral Rummage Sale is coming up on the 22nd through the 24th of October. Please call the parish office for information on donation drop-offs. Thank you very much.
Go and announce the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And have a wonderful week, filled with the Lord's choicest blessings. Thank you for being here, and have a great day. God bless you. Amen.
Hello, I'm Father Peter Lisandro, rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Movi and the cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System. A part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at ChristusSpahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.